we had a meeting on Thursday, which was, you know, Steve coming down to Bournemouth. We had a smashing meeting. And, you know, I think the club has a window of opportunity. I think it's most probably the best opportunity that the club has had for a long, long time to actually, you know, really go forth and improve, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. And we talked about everything. You know, the chairman, you know, spoke about the, you know, the different problems that they face at boardroom level. And you know, it was good. It was a very, very good meeting. Now, we'll get the game out of the way on Saturday. You know, I know Steve would have spoken to the other three directors as well about, you know, my thoughts in respect of moving the club on. And then we've got we're all having dinner together again next week, which will be lovely. And no doubt those discussions will go on further.
When you say they'll go on further, it appears to be a winning some rules, I think. You don't want to go anywhere.
No, I think you can't stop speculation and you can't stop people, you know, making your mind up for yourself. And we're even talking to yourself. People say that, you know, oh, he's done this, now he's going to move on, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. You know, the most important two people at the football club is the chairman and the manager. And I think that by Steve coming down and us sitting together, you know, my relationship with Steve has just grown stronger and stronger the longer I've been at the football club. Which has been great, but it, like I say, there's a window, there's an unbelievable window of opportunity at the club, and it's something that, you know, we mustn't miss as a football club.
Sorry to badge at this point, Tony, but just so that the fans, if you were to give a message to the fans, will you be here next season, do you think?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I've got 2 years of a contract left, but there's managers out there who have got as long, if not longer than me, who get the sack. So you can never say I'm going to be here and I'm going to be doing this 100% solid, rock solid. And also the fact that, like I say, I do believe there's you know, certain things that should be done at football clubs, you know, to enable those football clubs to be successful. And I've, you know, like I say, we've had a great open discussion about it and Steve's been brilliant. So there's been no problems. And it'll be, hopefully, that'll be the way forward.
Are you optimistic that the changes that you want to see happen at this football?
No, it's not just me. It's not the changes I want to see. It's the changes that Steve wants to see as well. It's the changes that I'm sure the board of directors want to see. It's just implementing them in a way that, you know, we can move forward and maintain premiership status and maintain the flow of income that we need to improve everything else. You know, that's so, so important.
Because that's what carries on with something that you said in particular after the game against Liverpool, where you said there's fantastic support, there's fantastic potential, but this club isn't what it should be.
No, this club, I personally, well, it's like Stoke when I took over at Stoke. You know, Stoke had been outside the Premier League for 24 years, or the top league for, what was it, 22, 23, 24 years, whatever it was. That shouldn't have happened at Stoke. You know, their supporters there are so passionate. You know, they love their football. And, you know, for some reason, you know, it fallen on hard times. And, you know, I found there a chairman who agreed exactly with what, you know, we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And as I've said again, and been on record, Peter was absolutely wonderful. And the most important relationship is that manager and chairman. And if you've got the two of you, you know, pulling in the same way and you can get results, which is all important, you know, you can move mountains. And we did that at Stoke. And you can do that at Palace. You know, Palace has unbelievable potential.